start a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure them, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
I gotta go.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. I consistently say this every single show. Every single show, we deliver content that I've never heard before. And, well, you don't just take my word for it, but every time I speak to others, what I find out is the content is delivered in such a way with such originality that you actually hear it. Someone might say to you, for example, you're in a relationship, and they might say, I love you. But you don't hear it. One day you're doing something else and suddenly that person says, again, I love you, and you actually hear it. And I'm sure you've possibly experienced that in your life and you said, well, why didn't you tell me that before? And the other person says, well, I've been trying to tell you for the longest time. Well, that's the nice news to hear from you is that the information you're hearing now has been heard before but never really registered. And so we are committed to the registration of this content in your brain. And every single word I say on the air, I visualize a, a tombstone. I don't want to make a tombstone to mean so negative, but in terms of like an etching into stone, every word is etched into stone. That way it's permanent. And I always do that. So, of course, we always top off the show with a very exciting lineup. We start off with, of course, a little tease about what we're going to talk about today. Last week, we got such a request to repeat part of what I spoke about that I'm actually going to expand on that portion this week. It's called the 1-Day Dream Job Challenge. We've discovered that there is a way for you to land your dream job in one day, and there's actually an itinerary, a technique, whereby if you apply it in your life, you can literally, within that one day, never again have to search again and reap the rewards from that one single day and land your dream job. It's amazing. And I'm going to be covering it in detail. I'm actually going to be sharing with you a true testimonial story of our recent dream job challenge. We went into the city with 7 people and we actually ran the program. It was fantastic. Last week, what did we talk about? Well, we met with Mary Henley. She's business development manager at the Sauder School of Business. Her specialty was in combining, linking employers and MBAs, or those who are in business training. And so what's really exciting is that if you missed it, you'll learn not only how to mix business students with employers, but generally how to combine the two. And it's actually saved on our website. So if you haven't been there, you have to check it out. Recently updated. I swear I look at it and it's like a professional website done by the top radio stations. Of course, we're top, but we're also community. So we have both reaches. CITR.ca is the website, www.citr.ca, and where you simply click on podcasts and then Career Fast Track, the name of the show, and listen to prior episodes. That's very, very exciting. I called last week's show Backwards Career. Oh, that was great. Also, every single week I cover 3 issues. Quote of the week, top question of the week, and success story. I'm going to share those with you right now. These are little fun things. Good. Quote of the week. This, my gosh, when I read this, I said, oh, I don't like the sound of it. You're going to be, oh, I don't like the sound of it. But you're going to love this one. Let's try it out. The best way out is always through. Let me say that again. The best way out is always through. And I said, well, maybe the best way out is not always through. You just want to kind of back out and get out of the situation. So, for example, if you're in a job and you're not happy and it's not getting the returns you want, according to this quote, don't back away. Go through it. But how do you go through it? Because often the thought is retreat. But actually going through it reminds me of 2 shows ago, amazingly discovered that, in fact, the grass is greener on the other side. If you're living beside a lawn, a property whose grass is green and yours is dead, you say, yes, the grass is greener on the other side. And you've proven that the grass is greener. You then buy the home when it comes up for sale and discover within 3 or 4 months that the grass in front of you is as dead as the grass that was beside you. And you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. Maybe the grass isn't greener on the other side. And what do you realize? Well, you wake up one morning and you're hit. You're stricken with a realization that literally makes you cry. And it is this. The grass was greener on the other side because it was better taken care of. And that relates directly to the quote, "The best way out is through." Take better care of your career and you will reap rewards. We're going to be taking phone calls today. Any questions around this subject would be fantastic. Any questions, we would make them tough. They're called rapid fire Q&A, an opportunity for you to call in the show and ask your toughest interview questions or career questions. 604-822-2487 is the number. Okay, good. Here we are. What's the next? We want to cover the top question. I had an individual who I was working with in terms of their career. Of course, a commitment is to land your dream job in 12 weeks or less. And the question was this, should I specialize or diversify? You'll never make $1 million by investing in mutual funds. You'll make a nest egg. And so I've discovered this very clearly, that like investing, your career, you must specialize before diversifying. When Bell Canada started working or TELUS started working, they started off with landlines and now they're into all sorts of things like the internet. They never would have made their money had they not stuck with one thing. Stick with one thing, become an expert, then expand. So if you want to go, so that's why these trainings these days, like the institutes, the technical institutes are wonderful training areas. University is very important too because it has that certain amount of reputation. But technical institutes are fantastic. Employers love them because it's direct, specific. So specialize before diversifying. Always remember that. Always remember that. And finally, success story. I had an individual come up to me and say, well, I want my dream job. I said, well, what's your dream job? Most people don't admit what their dream job is. But when I press long enough, I discover what their dream job is. And often they're too afraid to admit it because change takes courage. And to admit it says you want it. And if you want it, then you have to be held responsible. And you've heard this a lot of times, but you're going to love this success story. Working with this individual, I said, what would be your dream job? Yapping away, finally admitted it. Pottery Barn is a branch of retail outlets, and he loved the founder of it. She is a brilliant marketing mind in terms of retail management and merchandising, and he wanted to work for her. And so what happened was I said, well, great, give her a call and book an interview with her. And I'm going to simplify the answer or the result. That's exactly what he did. He called down in San Francisco, got a meeting with her, and booked himself a 4-month internship with her. He was ecstatic. What did it take? An admiration for her work, because it was genuine over the telephone, and a commitment to making the phone call. And that's often I say, just make the call. Very simple. Just make the call. And that's it, our success story. So now we're going to be moving into our show. I mentioned that today's show, I'm going to be talking about the one-day dream job challenge. But before I get into that, what I want to mention to you is this. You're going to absolutely love this technique. It's called the balcony approach. I was talking to an individual yesterday, a brilliant mind, Irfan. He's so brilliant. This guy used to work at McKinsey. He's a management consulting expert, and it's just brilliant mind. Psychologist training. He's just, when I spoke to him, I said I had to share what he called the balcony approach. And I'm paraphrasing what he told me. He said he discovered that in terms of career, the best leaders in the world and those who manage their career the best and make the most money the fastest are the ones who are able to, at the same time, be looking at their career from where they are standing and be looking at their career from above, for example, a balcony. So what I'd like you to do right now is picture yourself on stage in a theater and you're actually the actor on stage or the actress on stage and you're in the middle of your acting and you're feeling the emotions and you're asking yourself, well, is this the right career for me? So what I'd like you to do right now is be on stage and ask yourself the very question. So if right now you're working as a truck driver, you're standing on stage and you're in the job. You're actually saying, okay, I'm a truck driver. How do I feel? What am I going through? Do I want more? Do I want less? Do I want to give it up? Do I want to quit? Feel those emotions. Is it resentment? Is it anger? Are you not getting along with people? Feel that emotion. Okay? You got it? It's right there. But wait. Remove yourself from that body. However, your body stays there. You then float, like an image of you, floats up to the balcony. And you look down on you as, for example, a truck driver. See yourself there. What do you see? How do you feel? What do you think? What are the differences between the way you were feeling on stage and now in the balcony? And according to Irfan and the individual he was quoting in terms of saying this theory, is that if you have an ability to be on stage and in the balcony at the same time, you will be and you will have an extremely powerful and flourishing career. And throughout the shows, I'm going to be talking more and more about how to practically apply the balcony approach. But that's big picture. Okay, great. In a few minutes, we're going to be taking your phone calls over lunch, or rather over the break. Phone number 604-822-2487 is the number, 822-2487. Give us a ding. Rapid fire Q&A, an opportunity for you to ask us your toughest interview questions. The one-day dream job challenge, what is it? 1 month ago, 7 individuals went into the city and heard about the dream job challenge, and they said, well, we have to do it. I don't feel like spending the rest of my life hating what I do. And if I can get rid of this anxiety around careers, then I'm going to do it. By the way, I've discovered that the Dream Job Challenge is only for those people who are ready to get rid of their anxiety and who want rapid results. You might say, well, yes. Well, who doesn't want that? The only downside is that there's extreme amount of anxiety. So high anxiety for 1 day. No joke. 9 to 4. That's it. 9 to 4. If you have an ability to handle high anxiety for 9 to 4, you will be amazed by the results. The other alternative, spread it out over a long period of time. The problem with spreading out anxiety over a long period of time causes things like inertia, inability to move, depression, anxiety, anxiety attacks. That's the problem. If you expand stress over a long period of time, you run into a lot of problems. So get rid of it quick. It's like when you see a lion in the jungle. You feel the high peak of emotion, but then it's gone. And you never have to deal with it again. So peak is the best, in my opinion. You may disagree, but that's fine. Just try it on for size. So the one-day dream job challenge, what's it about? Well, it's going to be an opportunity for you to realize that in 1 day you can actually reach out to decision makers in companies. By the way, this is a non-HR approach. This is a non-HR approach. And what's going to happen is this is a chance for you to actually speak to key decision makers, from managers, directors, VPs, presidents, and actually book meetings on the spot with no extra work, no cover letters, no letters, no emails, none of that. Just one call, and there's a way to do it. So we're going to be taking your phone calls in just a moment. So please, listen to this. We'll be back in just a moment.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
I got a job. I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. You know, often on the air we say that if you love doing something so much, you should only earn a living doing it. Now listen, there's no shoulds in this life, but you have a simple decision. If you have a hobby and you love it, and you're not making any money doing it, you can convert that hobby to a job, make a lot of money, and like the hobby less. So you have a simple choice. Like the hobby a lot, make not a lot of money. Turn the hobby into something you love, and then make a lot of money, but like the hobby a little less. Interesting decision. We got a call on the air here, so please, what is your name?
My name's Joni.
Joni. Hi, Joni. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Isn't this the best show you've ever heard in your life?
It's amazing. This is the best show of this kind I've ever heard.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
Even though I had to fish for it. Well, I look forward to your question. What is it?
Well, I'm working at a new place, and my boss is just absolutely not respecting my credentials. And I just don't know what to do about that or who to be about it.
How does it make you feel that your credentials aren't being respected?
Wow. Well, I've bounced back and forth from guilt and shame, went into that corner of my life, and then went, oh, that's an old pattern. And then it makes me feel really angry and frustrated. It's like this is a go-nowhere job. And they keep requesting of me to take new education and kind of supporting that, but not really. It's sort of a disrespect for the credentials I already have.
Do you want to leave the company?
Do I want to leave it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to. When I first started there, I loved it there. And now I'm in a space of not happy with what's going on.
So would you say you're in a position right now where you want to work through it? It's interesting. At the beginning of the show, I said a quote. It's called, "The best way out is through." It's funny, your call and the quote. That's weird.
Yeah, that's great.
I know. And I was like saying, well, okay, there's back and out. But according to this quote, it's through. And so So maybe up front, before we go any further, are you prepared to go through it or do you want out?
Well, I'd be willing to go through it because I really love being there.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If your only option were to go through it,
mm-hmm.
and you were on a ship and it just arrived on the coast.
Okay.
And you actually put a flame to it and it's now burning and you can go nowhere. There's no more ship to run away. You're now on the beach and you have to move forward.
Okay.
What would you do if you were faced with that situation in your current position?
Well, I would probably be scared for a bit, thinking I'm feeling trapped. And then I would be like, okay, well, what can I create here? What can I make out of this?
Is there something that you've thought of doing and you're too afraid to do?
Outside of that?
Yes.
Yeah, creating another business.
Okay. Are you prepared to do that?
I am 60% prepared.
So how long could you last in your current job? Folks, for those listening, sometimes there's this solution to a problem and sometimes there's mitigating a problem, not putting too much energy on something and moving through something and saying, okay, listen, I can put up for something for a certain while knowing that I'm going in the right direction. So in line with that, Joni, do you think, like, how long could you last in the current situation knowing that you would go off on your own? I assume that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 6 months to a year.
So would you be satisfied with not improving the relationship with this boss over 6 months to a year, knowing you're going to move on to yourself? Does that work for you?
Well, if I could be working on something, like I could be working on myself or working on the business that's potentially there waiting for me, then I would know that, okay, I'm putting my energy into something rather than putting my energy into being angry.
So are you putting a lot of energy into being angry right now?
I think I am. I think you just made me realize that.
Would you say that because you're putting your energy there, you have less energy for the development of your business?
Oh, absolutely. It actually takes, it's a bit of a payoff for me that I don't have to focus on my business because I can be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a biggie. You know, I heard this great line. Everybody who goes through a divorce, and I'm not, no judgment on divorce. Every single time I speak to somebody, they always say it's not worth it going through the courts. It's better to solve it, how do you say, on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy it takes from your life, literally, you don't have any other energy for anything else.
Wow.
Are you up for that? Would you be up for moving your energy towards your business and putting up with the situation currently?
Yeah, because, I mean, the work itself is fantastic. I love that. It's just the attitude of the management. And I see it. It's universal. It's not just me. It's all of the employees there.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I was in the world of taking it all on for everybody. Now I'm at the space of, I don't need to do that.
No, but I have to hear you say on air that you don't need to do that, and you're prepared to at least try on moving your energy towards your business. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm willing to at least try.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I totally see how, you know, moving towards your business has a lot of fear.
Yes.
And there's a lot of unknowns.
Yes.
And to focus your energy in your current problem, well, that takes you away from that situation.
That's true.
But would you be moving more forward if you moved your energy on your business?
Absolutely. Okay. Actually, I would be.
It's very clear to me what's going on, and it's very exciting, and I'm sure a lot of people are relating to that, where, let's say, they don't want to think of their career, they're focusing on, I don't know, maybe their relationship is not going well or anything like that, or their dog is sick, they're just putting their energy elsewhere.
That's loud and clear.
You know, I'd love to thank you for the opportunity to not only for myself to experience your situation, but also for the listener to have an opportunity to hear where they might be misguiding their energy an opportunity to move it in the right direction.
Wow. You know, thank you. It's really clear to me that all there is for me to do is choose.
Mm.
Yeah, I really got that. And thank you so much for helping me to unconceal what was there.
Well, you sound like a very powerful woman, and I'm sure whenever you make your choice, the energy is going to be very, very rewarding for you.
Wow, thank you.
Joni, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
And have a great day.
Yeah, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great, great question. It's funny how the questions often relate to the show. And the beginning of the show, we talked about the best way out is through. And Joni mentioned something really interesting about how taking everything on. And you know, most people, when they buy a house, they're the ones who fix the faucet and cut the grass. And then when their car breaks, they fix the car. And when they go and, you know, they take everything on and they're so stressed and they wonder why they don't have any energy to put towards the development of their wealth, for example, or their career. And I had a mentor in my life, Raymond Aron, brilliant guy in terms of focusing his energies on areas where that brought him love and money. Pretty much that's his focus, love and money. So if I were to ask you, the fact that you cut your own grass, would that bring you love and money? And if it's neither, according to Raymond, no joke, then don't do it. You might say, well, it's not worth, what do I do? Well, maybe your neighbor for $5 can do it. And I'm telling you, shelling out $5 to get, I'm sorry, $5, $15 to get the grass cut might be worth it for you. But consider that, that you are misguiding your energy so that you don't face the fear associated with developing your career. And it's a huge fear. I got that. And what I've noticed is that most people don't act on that fear unless they're really, really, their backs are against the wall. So I have a simple theory. Wait until your back is against the wall, then move forward. In the case of Joni, what I could hear is that she wasn't necessarily back against the wall because she still was willing to stay there for 6 to 12 months. But she needed to anchor her vision to being self-employed. And when she did that, she was in a better position to deal with what's going on at work in terms of focusing her energy. Very interesting. You've heard it a million times, what you focus on expands. And that's, you've heard it a million times, but here the great question applies specifically to that issue. Okay, great. We're back. Got a few minutes before the break. Such a good question that I think was worthy of a deeper analysis. And hopefully you appreciated that or learned from it. We brought 7 students into the city and said, if you do this, by the end, on average, you will book 2 to 3 interviews in one day. Well, let me tell you, they got really excited. And so what we did is, previous to the meeting, I said, you must select 7 companies that are in a near geographic area that you can walk to from a time of 9 in the morning till 12, which means from 9 to 12, you have that 3-hour period in which time you can physically walk to 7 businesses and introduce yourself using the technique I'm about to share. And so they got this list. And then I said, for bonus, to simplify your life, if you were then to take out a map and map out your trajectory, you then wouldn't have to stress about anything. You would make your moves from one to the other. We then met in the morning and I saw everyone's 7 companies and their itineraries. I said, great, we're ready to go. I then sent them off into the city. But before I did that, I dropped an incredible offer on them. I said this: while you are out in the market, you can call me anytime, whether you're lost, whether you've received a job offer, whether you're in a meeting and you have to ask yourself to excuse yourself because you were totally caught off guard that they're offering you a dream job instantly. Whatever it is, call me. And they love that. I was their personal coach for the entire week. Imagine doing this and having somebody, an expert, be there to support you in your development. And that's exactly my commitment towards them. And it was really, really wonderful experience. So what happened is they went into the city and I said, you've got 3 hours, come back at 12 and we'll report on what happened. Well, the morning was great. We kept getting, I think I received 4 or 5 calls out of the group. One of them, I love this one. I'm in front of the hotel. I wanted to speak to the sales manager because I'm interested in marketing. I'm a marketing major. How do I get in? What do I do? I can't move. I said, well, it starts by taking one step at a time. So, you know, physically the feet were in cement, right? And so they started moving forward. And as they walked, I just walked them through the front door. I said, okay, you can keep going. Are you in front of the receptionist? Yes. Hang up. Take 3 steps. Walk in and ask for this is what you say. So you walk up, you ask the receptionist, and you say these words. Hi, I was wondering if you could help me. Receptionists love it when you say that. Hi, I was wondering if you can help me. If you ever want to be well-received by individuals, whether you want to get directions on the street or whether you want to get any kind of information, always ask, hi, I was wondering if you could help me. My goodness, the time is flying by. We're going to come back with the conclusion. We're now going to break. Opportunity for you to give us a final call. If there's time, maybe we'll have a chance to get to it. If not, we're moving into content. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487 is the phone number to ask a rapid-fire Q&A. Opportunity for you to ask your toughest interview questions. We'll be back after break with a summary and the conclusion to the One Day Dream Job Challenge.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, VSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476.
Hey, Paul, you there?
Okay, great, super. Bond so
we're going to get on the air in 11 seconds.
Hold on a second.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to find and land and prosper in a dream you absolutely adore. Before the break, I was talking about how we were going to move into the one-day dream job challenge. We had a caller, but we got to take him, so we're going to make sure we address the question. Call Rapid Fire Q&A, an opportunity for you to call in and ask us your toughest interview questions. And these are not premeditated. I do not know what's going to happen. That's what's most exciting about them. And hopefully, we're going to come up with some gems of information. Okay, are you there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul, nice. You got a great energy. What's going on today?
Well, it's gorgeous outside.
It is. Well, that'll make a big difference, won't it?
Absolutely. If you didn't know, go to a window and look.
Go and look. If you need a change of state of mind, go to the window. Yes, that'll work, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I like that. That's simple enough. If people in their careers are really confused, you know what? How about this? Follow Paul's advice. Go to the window. The go-to-window technique. I absolutely love that one.
Absolutely.
Cool. I'm very interested in your question. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I was just sitting thinking, you know, enjoying the beautiful summer weather, obviously, and you know, thinking about looking for a job. And it's like, well, it's really beautiful out in the summertime. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, Philip, on whether or not looking for a job in the summertime, like especially August, is even worthwhile. Like, I kind of have, the way I kind of think is that people are only looking in the fall or, you know, maybe in the new year or, you know, when budget time comes around. But, you know, is it, you know, a hot job market in August or in July, that kind of thing. So what do you think?
Well, Mike, interesting, your comments. Let me return that with a question. Do you care if it's a hot job market or not, or you just want to have fun in August?
I guess I just want to have fun in August.
You know, thanks for being honest, because one of the things I've noticed is that, my goodness, the cycles are unbelievable in offices. You'll have these peaks and valleys. Literally, the valleys, it's like, I can't believe they're getting paid to do this. They're not doing any work.
Uh-huh.
And during the peaks, it's like, I'm getting paid like a quarter of what I'm worth.
Uh-huh.
And it's really interesting, those cycles. Now, what I've noticed, however, is that those cycles are often psychological. So my question to you is, are you psychologically prepared to accept not doing anything in the month of August?
Yeah.
Great. So you're happy about that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sort of talking myself into it, saying, oh, no bother looking for a job. Everybody's on holidays in August. You know, I'll wait till September.
Okay.
You know, I kind of making up excuses about it outside, but yeah, really inside too. I kind of just want to, you know, hang out and
have a good time.
Chill out and enjoy the summer. Yeah.
It's interesting. I think two things come to mind, which are very, very fascinating. One is this: the market's hot. So let's get rid of that. That's no longer an issue. Let's work on what you choose to do.
Uh-huh.
Does that work for you?
Okay. So it's always hot. If it's hot, it's hot. Is that what?
Well, it's hot now. No question about it.
Even in August.
And I pulled stats. I did a research study on 375 people over an 18-month period. And amazingly, blew my mind. Often, some of the highest peak periods of interviews and hiring was in December and the middle of the summer. What most people, and I'm not saying you haven't made this, brought this into consciousness, is that budgets, when it's slow, budgets are worked on. And when budgets are worked on, that means there's access to dollars. And if you're in touch with people during these peak times, you're either at the end of the winter time, December, when they have to spend money that's still there, or they don't get the money, or in the summertime where they're actually identifying budgets and creating budgets. And so they'll say, oh, here's this great guy. Let's actually budget him in.
Oh, okay.
So that's a non-factor.
Okay.
That's a non-factor. But let's choose on what, you know, whether or not you want to be, you can choose to not do anything in the month of August.
Right.
I think what comes to mind is our previous caller, Joni. She had an interesting comment, and that was she had an ability to survive 6 months to 12 months in a job she didn't necessarily get along with the boss with if she planted her vision towards going being self-employed. So what if you made a date by which time you mandatorily started looking for opportunities?
Yeah.
Allowing you the freedom until then, complete freedom until then.
Right, like really not even beating myself up over it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just like I'm picking this time for me.
You're picking this time for you? Mm-hmm. And for you, maybe you might not say, well, I'm picking August to have a blast. All I'm saying is this, I'm picking this day to start, you know, being really proactive.
Right.
Do you think a date comes to mind?
Sure, September 1.
September 1?
Yeah.
You want to make it September 1?
Sure.
Brilliant. Well, that's, but you have to write it down, eh?
Okay.
Because otherwise, automagically, does not happen.
Okay.
Funny, when you write it down, it can become automagically. Fantastic. Write it down.
Okay.
I think for those of you out there, if you want to have fun, you're feeling guilt, set a time by which you're actually going to do the work. That gives you freedom to enjoy the period while you're doing it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm changing it.
What is it?
August 14th.
Wonderful. So 14 days. Have a blast.
Okay.
My gosh, I love this. I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Paul, thanks for your call. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're back. That's it. The great question. I think it was worthy of the time. Next week, we're going to summarize the One Day Dream Job Challenge. You've been listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver and a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. This has been Career Fast Track, your host, Philip DeRoche. We'll see you next week as we continue to, of course, inspire you to find work you love and, of course, be unstoppable.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.